Hi, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of August 17th through 21st, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. This week's newsletter and podcast are brought to us by the Future Hindsight podcast, celebrating 11 seasons, and the Q-Files podcast. More on our sponsors later in the show. On this episode of Feedback with Earbuds, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week and some information about the episodes. We'll then share some sponsor information, as well as some extra podcast-related tidbits. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Shane McClelland and is called Marginalia and Radical Curiosity. Here's why Shane chose this theme. He writes,
"Hey there, my name is Shane McClelland, and the theme I chose is Marginalia and Radical Curiosity. I absolutely love it when my favorite shows break from their premise to share something they're curious about or cover a topic in a way that leads me to think about something in a new way. Sort of like taking mental notes in the margins."
Here are the episodes chosen by Shane for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. The first episode comes to us from American Hysteria and is called Rednecks. It's 55 minutes long. For this episode, American Hysteria dissects the archetype of American rednecks, hillbillies, and those called white trash, a group often accused of being the real racists who make up the deplorable Trump country. But the podcast will be examining who is really to blame, starting with the plantation elites of the 1700s who created categories of race to break up the poor who were revolting against the government, resulting in centuries of brutal slavery and what we now know as white privilege. The next episode comes to us from Euphemet and is called Night Drift. It's 47 minutes long. In this episode, Chris discusses his latest article for Terra Obscura, which is called The Pattern and the Phenomenon, When Persons of Color See UFOs. Next up is a podcast called Inciting a Riot, and the episode is called Inciting a Black Lives Matter Riot. It's 123 minutes long. This episode is an open conversation among Black activists and spiritual leaders regarding recent protests, police brutality, whether watching the help solves racism, what it means to be a good ally, and specifically how white authors, teachers, and publishers in paganism assist in the erasure of Black pagan voices. The next episode comes to us from a podcast called Stories with Sapphire and is called Stories for Change, Unlearning Whitewashed Movements. It's 20 minutes long. Here's the episode's description. When we think of historical movements in American history, people of color are typically excluded from the narrative. And as non-Black allies, we need to be aware of how to make our allyship more inclusive. In this episode, me and my guest Mindy Scott will be going over these movements. We are not experts on the topic and simply want to share what we've learned, and so we welcome any feedback or corrections. The next episode of the week comes to us from the Q-Files podcast and is called Digging Up the Dead. It's 28 minutes long. Here's the description. In this episode, we get our hands dirty, digging up the dead. It's not an often thought of or spoken about process, but exhumation happens more often than many of us realize. Ranging from lightheartedly to dead serious, Shane and Lori will explore stories ranging from King Arthur and vampires to Medgar Evers and Emmett Till. Those are the episodes chosen by Shane for this week's theme, Marginalia and Radical Curiosity. As always, you can listen to those podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, or you can check out the Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter where we link to them. You can sign up for that newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcasts by using the hashtag MarginaliaPods. Throughout the week, we post on social media links to the episodes as well as descriptions and commentary about the episodes. So if you want to follow along with that and contribute to the discussion, again, that hashtag is MarginaliaPods. Each week in our newsletter, our curators have a chance to shout out something that they love or want to promote. It's called the self-promo section. They can shout out a project they're working on, a company they admire, a movie they really enjoyed, or anything. Here's what Shane wants to tell us about. He writes, "The world is going through a massive transformation. Take time to check in on your friends and family and yourself. Make sure you're registered to vote and join me in being a voter this year. Next up, it's time for our sponsors. We are super grateful to our sponsors week after week. This week's newsletter and podcast are brought to us by the Future Hindsight Podcast, which is celebrating the launch of its 11th season. Congratulations. Civic Engagement Podcast Future Hindsight is back. Join host Mila Atmos as she investigates what it really takes to build and maintain political power in America. Each week, get tips from experts and activists on staying civically active in the pandemic, creating political power at a local level, and protecting American democracy ahead of the 2020 election. You can also check out their Patreon membership, the Civics Club, for even more content and ways to stay engaged. Listen now at futurehindsight.com or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. This week's newsletter and podcast are also sponsored by the Q-Files podcast. If you like mysterious and spooky, or just things that are kooky, you'll love the Q-Files podcast. Each episode, your hosts, Shane and Lori, delve into the highly strange and weirdly unknown, taking listeners along on supernatural adventures as they explore the people, places, and phenomena outside of popular consciousness. Be weird, stay curious, and look for the Q-Files wherever you enjoy podcasts. Next up, a little Patreon shout-out time. We are super grateful to our Patreon supporters. You can also become a Patreon supporter. Just go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Patreon is a way for you to support what we do over at Earbuds, both the podcast and the newsletter. You can also support other shows or creators that you love, but it's a way for us to know that you like what we're doing. And you get some bonus things if you become a supporter. You can become a supporter for as little as $2 a month. Again, more information over at patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Thank you. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at earbudspodcastcollective. Make sure you're signed up to receive our podcast recommendation email newsletter. You can do that at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night, and it includes the podcast that we mentioned up at the top of the show, as well as links to our blog, as well as links to contests and to Facebook groups and all things podcasts. So if you love podcasts, you're going to want to be on that newsletter. Make sure to head over to our Earbuds blog to read our newest guest post. Thank you to Future Hindsight for sharing your insights on political hobbyism and how to defeat it and bring about real change. Head over to earbudspodcastcollective.org and navigate over to the blog to read it. Or just check your email for our newsletter for a link that'll take you right to the blog. This show is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. If you like what we're doing with our newsletter and the podcast, let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. It really helps people find the show. All you have to do is go to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. That'll take you to a browser where you can choose where you want to leave a review. It is so easy. Thank you in advance for doing that. Okay, we will catch you next time. Until then, stay safe, wear a mask, keep washing your hands, and keep listening. Bye, ear buddies.